So here we are, Trinity Sunday. And of course, we are Trinitarians. We all say it, we all know it, but we hardly ever even talk about it, really. In fact, a lot of people I speak to don't even know exactly what it means. And others wonder why there's debate about it and how some Christians aren't Trinitarians or never have been Trinitarians. Then again, when you think about it, the whole notion of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit being all part of the same thing, of one substance, as we say, well, it's not concrete, it's not specific, and it's not really defined very carefully in Scripture either. Jesus does say the Father and I are one, and if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, and things like that. But he also says he'll send the Holy Spirit, which he never really specifically says is part of his own self from his own words. On the other hand, Jesus does tell the disciples to go out and baptize people in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So it's difficult to figure it all out sometimes, especially the Holy Spirit part, because the Holy Spirit doesn't ever speak directly in Scripture, and there's no reported sightings. So it often doesn't seem to make sense. And I've been saying that a lot lately in over here at St. John's. We've been talking about all these things in Scripture that sometimes don't add up to the intellectual mind. So at the end of the day, we just have to trust. We have to have faith. We have to, as we love to say in the Lutheran Church, live in the mystery. But sometimes that just sounds like a stock excuse, doesn't it? You know, live in the mystery. I mean, look, we like to have things defined. Wait, let me rephrase that. We need to have things defined. I mean, think about it. The newest catchword everywhere you go is metrics, right? In baseball, all you hear about from the commentators are the metrics. You know, coaches barely trust their own instincts anymore because they have the metrics to look at. It happens across the board in life. You know, like I've even caught myself looking out, seeing rain out the window, looking out the window, seeing it's raining. And then I check my weather app to see if that's right. I mean, look, be honest, right? Haven't you ever done that? When the weatherman says it's going to rain at 2, don't you kind of check your watch? You know, it may be silly, but it's the culture that we live in. We like and we need definition, predictability, concreteness, tangible, repeatable, evidence-based proof. That's one of the problems we're having with this whole pandemic, because so much of it is nebulous, especially coming out of it, you know? So yeah, we want evidence-based proof. But the problem is the Holy Trinity is the opposite of that, you know? This whole gospel text is the opposite of that. Hey, look at Nicodemus. You gotta feel bad for this guy. He's positively flummoxed at the end of his secret evening conversation in this section of John. You know, he came to Jesus wanting to know exactly what to do and how and when to do it. He wanted a heavenly metric. But Jesus says, hey, Nicodemus, there's no app for that. In fact, Jesus says even he doesn't know how, when, or where the Spirit will work. He says it's like the wind. No? So if he doesn't predict the work of the Holy Spirit, I'm not quite sure why we want to spend so much time and energy trying to define, predict, and control the work of the Holy Spirit in our midst. But the question is, maybe, where are you in your life on this particular day? You know, I'm sure we're all feeling a lot of things right now, wondering what's going to happen next. You know, especially now, it's now that you want, need, and deserve some kind of clarity, some definition, some answers, you know. I was just in a store this morning where some people have their masks on, some people have their masks off, and you have to ask and figure it out, and everything's very, very unclear right now. And so, you know, if you're listening from First Lutheran right now, for you guys, it's just a week before you reopen for live worship after 16 months of confusion and transition and frustration and waiting. And for us here at St. John's, we've turned everything inside out all over again with all the complications of mask and no mask right here in the same worship service. So if you ever were going to feel like Nicodemus, right now is the time. You know, the past year has been hard, but exiting this pandemic is going to be harder than it was to enter it. If there ever were an uneasy, confusing, mysterious, transitional time, it's right now. Then again, that's exactly why Jesus came. And that's exactly why he said last week that he would in fact send the advocate who would intercede on your behalf. And that's exactly why Jesus is telling Nicodemus on this night and us to trust in that advocate, to trust in the Holy Spirit, to be born of the Spirit, which is to be infused by the Spirit and trusting of it, waiting for it, and living in it. But you know, not for nothing, if none of this makes sense to you, at least take comfort in this fact that even Jesus was not worried about the unpredictability of the future. Because he knew this. He knew that the Spirit would arrive. He knows the promises will be kept. There will be rebirth, and the mission of Christ in the world will be accomplished, even if it's not how or when or where or why we think. Now, maybe it took a while for Nicodemus, but eventually, over the next 2 years or so, he got used to the idea that he too had to live in that mystery. And at the end of the day, he played a very important role at the end of Jesus' earthly life. So this may be a really difficult period for you, for all of us, whatever it is that's going on, but particularly with this whole pandemic that we've been immersed in for this year, this is really a pinnacle moment of faith. This is a pinnacle moment to trust in God's workings in our lives and in our congregations. It's a moment to surrender to the unknown and live in that mystery. But more importantly, this is a moment to remember your core mission, which is to give thanks to God for the empty cross, to wait for the wind of the Spirit to work whenever and however God needs it to. And in the meantime, to continue to be sent to meet the needs of the people around you, all while trusting in the mystery of this beyond comprehension, three-in-one God who loves you, cares for you, and advocates for you. So that even now, in the most confusing and weird, mysterious times, you too can sense the peace that passes all understanding, which will in turn allow you to simply say, "Here I am, Lord, send me." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.